we really need to feed off of each other and collective wisdom. I find it really powerful to be here today. You know, the candle is a great symbol in the Latinx community. For me and at Centro, the organization that I have the privilege of being the executive director at, it's a power of hope, it's a power of esperanza. It gives us a sense that there'll be a better future. And so, you know, we see a candle here today, but there are candles all over the world. I grew up in a place where we lived off of the light of candle, and we really kind of gave us sustenance and peace. And then it was really wonderful to see the activity that was happening. And I kind of just stood back and just watched it take shape, because I was noticing that map, and those global maps always made me feel really small. You know, it just makes you remember how tiny we really are. And that if you really were to look at all those pieces of paper and erased all those borders that are between all those countries and territories and whatever it may be, we would just be in one land. So I've been kind of thinking a lot about that, about our culture and our traditions and how they're held back from intermingling from what with one another because of these systems and barriers that are put on our people that hold us back from coming together. I don't know how familiar people here are with the Latinx community in Dane County. It's an amazing community. It's the fastest growing community in the city, the county, the state. We see a variety of different migration patterns over time. You know, at one point people would come here to go to the UW to study, and you see them staying. And that's how we had a growing community here. Over the years, more men were coming here to work. Now what we see at Centro a lot are women, because men are bringing their families here and wanting to establish roots in the community. So it's a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic people that I hope that you'll engage with. You're welcome to Centro anytime. My name is Karen Menendez Collar. So Menendez, as people get confused here, Menendez was my maiden name. It was my dad's last name. When my dad passed away, I took it on as my middle name. And my last name is Collar. I'm married to an Irish boy from Green Bay, and that's what brought us here to Wisconsin, like many of us. But I have vivid memories of being a child in El Salvador, which is my native country. Tiny little sliver that I think is covered over there with paper. So El Salvador is a country in Central America. Since I was 5 till I was 12, I called it my home, but it was a home that lived in reality and a home that also lived in memory, because that entire time, my family kept trying to immigrate to this country. They kept trying to make it work. It wouldn't work. We would move back. Every single variety of move that you could possibly imagine, I have done. And so my best memories are those that have grounded me to El Salvador. Because I think when I think about the country is when I think about being able to breathe, not having a sense of uprootedness or anxiety. So when I think about El Salvador, I think about being when I was really a little girl. The feeling of sand underneath my feet every weekend. My mom was from the coast, so part of the community que se llamaba Sonsonate. And my dad is from a small farming community, Izhuatan, in El Salvador. I grew up in the capital, in San Salvador, but it's a small place, and we were always able to visit all these different communities. The breeze always felt a certain way. It did remind me of what we felt here in Madison last week, you know, just the sense of being connected. So that was interesting, because as soon as I felt that, it brought back those memories. You would always go into the mountains, and that's where you find people making food, vending, selling, hustling. We are hustlers, and that's how we make it work. The laughter of my cousins, many of them who live, they're still on my mom's side. They always made me feel like home. At the same time, it's a space of great dichotomies. You have all these beautiful, wonderful assets, but then there's also a contaminated river behind where we lived. Water was always something that you buy and sell. You could never get clean water. So you're always buying it or selling it, trying to get enough money to get water. Monsoon rains, a certain time of the season, would rain heavily, heavily, heavily. And there would always be mudslides and people trying to pick the pieces back up. Gunfire. So El Salvador has a history of a civil war. As a little girl, you hear gunfire in the background, and I wouldn't think much of it. It was just part of our day-to-day life. Kidnappings, because there came a time when everybody was kidnapping everybody else. The line between good and bad blurred completely. And so, you know, you have all these different pieces going on. And in the background, you also have a sense of this other country that was always present. When a Starbucks opened, we celebrated it. When a mall opened it, we celebrated it. And there was a sense of aspiration that that is better than who we are. The people in El Salvador started thinking, you know, you learn English, you go to America, you buy things, you look a certain way, you're a certain class, and that's what makes you be better than what we have here. So I've been reflecting a lot about like what brings people to this country. And though I do think there's a lot going on in our communities, there's also a lot of beauty. And I think oftentimes we need to center on ourselves in what we have in front of us, the beauty that is there. Because there's a lot of beauty that I saw growing up, but there is also an appeal of wanting to flee and do something better. So, you know, I think there's a sense that our a legacy of our ancestors and who we are as people was never enough. The irony in that is that once the Civil War ended, and there was a balance in the community because those who thought that they were going to be there for the people came to power, that ended up not being the case. Corruption runs rampant in Central America. And there's a sense that even though you stood for the people, that's not enough for you. You want to do something else. So, you know, now we live in a country, the way that it is led by a leader who once again said that he wanted to be there for the people. But because there is no real way of understanding how to create peace and sustainability in a place that has been so chaotic, his way of really bringing that peace to El Salvador has been through violence, the violence that he grew up seeing just like I did in many ways. So you see a lot of gang members, I don't know if you see that in the news, that are now being jailed in El Salvador. The irony in that is that those are the same individuals that immigrated here in the 80s and 90s trying to find a better life. And this country let them down, created a sense of isolation, a sense of separateness, so that the only way that they could find the collective sense of well-being was through gangs. There's nothing wrong with being in a gang. There's nothing wrong with finding a place that you feel that you can call home. The problem is when there aren't any other options. So what happens is those people end up moving back to El Salvador, and in El Salvador, they're faced with violence. So the cycle kind of continues. This takes me a lot to think about all these things. My way of approaching the work now is really trying to create a sense of kinship and community. I always jump on these opportunities when they're asked of me, because I think if we have a chance to really communicate with each other and understand each other better, then the idea of fleeing, of immigration, becomes less of a system issue and more a relational issue. At Centro, our really main goal is to create a space for healing, a space to connect with our ancestors and how we should be appreciating all the assets that we bring to this community, a place for relationship building, and also a place for resources. But at the same time, it's a place where we can see each other for who we are and that we can move forward together. And no matter what the systems do and what barriers we may face, we're in this together and we're going to support each other and we're going to see the assets that we bring. And we're not going to aspire to be somebody else or do something different. We're going to take care of each other because that's the way that we should be living. So I think those were the comments that I wanted to share. I'm really moved being here. I think I really went astray with the comments that I had written down, but I just have to tell you that I really appreciate these spaces. And I hope that as I speak to you today, or if you come visit Centro or we see each other tomorrow, you'll take a time to develop that relationship with me and those in the immigrant community. And to understand that although we flee, many of us are fleeing from a lot of things. And I think we can support each other and appreciate what we have if we stop looking at the outside for solutions. So thank you so much for having me. I really, thanks a lot.